Hi, I'm Ed Brock, Associate Editor with American City and County Magazine, and the following is my interview with Paradise Valley, Arizona Mayor Vernon Parker regarding Arizona's new immigration law.
Well, first off, let me just go ahead and start with your opinion about the new law in place. So what do you think about Arizona's new immigration law?
Well, SB 1070 is just the embodiment of federal law, but it goes a lot deeper in the sense that it gives us more protection as far as our civil rights are concerned under under SB 1070. There's a provision in the House Amendment 2162 that specifically outlaws racial profiling, and also let's not forget that we have the ultimate protector, which is the Fourth Amendment, that prohibits against unreasonable search and seizure. So I mean, this law, I think, is more protective than the federal law. It's brought a lot of light to the issue, to the surface.
I think one concern that had been brought up by some people was the effect that the law may have on the relationship between law enforcement and the immigrant community, and how it might affect the trust there. Do you foresee any problems, or are you taking any steps to ensure that that relationship will stay the same between law enforcement and the immigrant?
It's the same. I mean, it's the law that's been on the books, so there's nothing new, and this is what I don't understand. There's nothing new to the law, and what the state of Arizona has done is has taken federal law and enhanced the safeguards to say that we are going to have racial profiling because it's specifically read into or the law under the amendment H-162 specifically says that racial profiling will not be tolerated. You know, you have to, there has to be reasonable cause for any law enforcement official to stop someone. They just can't, you know, stop someone on the street corner and say, hey, come here, show me your ID. No, they have committed some sort of a wrongdoing or potential or some sort of a wrongdoing, like into a red light or you know, speeding or robbing a store.
Right.
So there's no way that this gives the police the authority to just indiscriminately stop people because of how they look or how they talk. There has to be probable cause here.
Right. I think that the concern, though, was that if particularly getting illegal immigrants who are in the community to come forward with information about other crimes, they may be even more reluctant to do that now if they now feel like the officers will arrest them for being illegal immigrants. I think that was the concern that's been expressed by some people, and so is that a concern of yours? Or
no, they can do that right now without, you know, without the passage of you know, the bill. So, and here's the other thing. You know, when we travel, American citizens, you have to, if you don't have identification, you have to have it on you at all times. Or police could fight you and say, you know, produce your ID. But if they find someone, you know, who they stop due to probable cause and they don't have identification, they can't just unilaterally send them, you know, across the border. They have to work with the federal government to make a reasonable attempt to identify their status. And so, you know, these are things that that they can do right now without, you know, 1078.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't, I mean,